Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. 1 o'clock on a Friday, on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, means it's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's lead things off with our guy, Juke. Juke, fire away, man. B's ears are yours.
What up?
Gadget, what's happening? What's happening? Hey, I know I'm going to catch some slack for this question, B-Mix, because I've been preaching this whole time. With us needing help with the wide receiver group, my question is, why haven't we brought back Jameson Crowder? He was definitely clutch for us down the stretch. That's all I got for you.
You know what? That's a question I asked, too, because he can help you in multiple ways. And he's a veteran player, can get it done. And I don't know if there's anybody that's down the roster that's just saying, oh, don't bring him back. We're better than him. And then again, I think it may be Jameson, the amount of money he's going to be requesting. Well, now the rookies are very close to the veteran minimum, right?
Yeah.
Rookies are like almost $800,000. The veteran minimum is like one point something. Right at it. So I don't see why. I think that would be a good chance to go get him.
Yeah, I don't hate that idea at all. I don't know that it's going to happen. I mean, there are kind of some veteran receivers still out there. Maybe they're actually excited by this River Craycraft young man.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. It's a fair question, though, Juke, for sure.
River Craycraft.
Let's go to
Chuck. It's a nice name, though.
It's a hell of a name, dude.
What's the other guy? You say Ballin' what?
Ballin' Gaines.
Ballin' Gaines.
The Terps offered a point guard out of Memphis
named Ballin' Gaines. I like
Gaines.
That dude.
Yo, he's got my vote. Now, I hope I'm saying it right. It's B-A-L-I-N. Would you say that Ballin'?
Ballin'. We're going to call it Ballin'.
We're calling him Ballin'.
It's probably Balin', but Ballin'.
Charlie is in Arlington. Charlie, ask me Mitch anything.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. What's happening?
Yeah. This is my question. First of all, I want to say, Brian, man, you truly a Hall of Famer, Doc. I watched you so many times hit that middle 95 miles an hour. When you saw a crease, you hit it, you was gone. And I don't think that nobody has ran third and long, third and eight, third and 12, third and 15 on the run and got the first down more than you. They need to look at the stats. My question is, why are they always talking about, we're not paying Terry because it's a business decision. I'm thinking all the business partners who are involved with the Commanders said, what? Pay that man. For an example, if they want to pay Terry $28 million, but he's asking for $38 million. So that means I'm not 38, 33 million. So that's $5 million a year over 3 years. That's a total of $15 million. Why would you not pay $15 million even if Terry can help you win one extra playoff game? The business might net $50 to $100 million or the possibilities of going to a Super Bowl. Why would you allow $15 million chump change? You pay a Kinlaw that kind of money. You could take one of his years away. But why are you letting $15 million get in the way of a Super Bowl? You've been waiting for 30 years. And just think about all the merchandise that's not selling. The number one, number two merchandise would be JD and Terry. So just imagine all the merchandise as far as a business decision. If everybody think if you're in business, that makes no sense at all. And we don't want to do like the Nets. Just say, okay, well, we're going to just try to get everything from the draft. We don't have time to just say get everything from the draft. And I'm not telling any joke. I've counted about 28
Charlie,
national people around the league say Terry should get paid that. Go ahead.
One thing that's important in the business argument you make, the revenue from merchandise gets divided up around the league. So
it's not all just him.
The Commanders get a cut of every Lamar Jackson jersey that gets sold. Like that is not going to be the driver. The issue is not having the cash.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but it's not about not having the cash. It's the fact that they are also running by other people they have to sign. And I think you don't go all in to one guy. You have to pay multiple guys, and they're trying to make sure. Listen, to be honest with you, they're trying to pay everybody as little as they can so they can pay everybody, basically.
Okay, let me ask you this right here. This is a small one. And I totally understand that. But what I was thinking is 52 men on the team, and the most popular two, if you just square off the 52, there's only two, and that's J.D. and Terry. Say if you move the other 50 to the side just for a minute, and just think, if they're talking about age, just think, Tunsil came here for a contract. If I'm not mistaken, Tunsil is already in his 30s, and I'm thinking
they traded for him.
Year, huh?
They traded for him.
Oh, okay.
And he's at a different position, so things are going to look a little different from those other positions. One thing about the league, and I think everybody understands, certain positions are slotted. And you know about how much you're going to make, but then it comes down to certain people that get to that upper echelon, they may be able to push it a little bit more. But ultimately, your age is going to always be a matter. I don't agree with it, but it's going to always be a factor.
I think there's multiple kind of issues here.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know exactly what Terry's asking for. If Terry won't come in, if he won't, and I don't know that this is the case, but just to play it out hypothetically, if Terry is saying, or Terry's representatives are saying, 35 mil a year or I'm not showing up, they don't think they can do that. And if they're at 27 and Terry's at 29, get it done. If they're at 29 and Terry's camp's at 35, that might be a bridge too far.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you got to find somewhere in between that thing, come a little close. Listen, bro, I know fans are passionate about it, that they want him, and the other people, it's other people out there who call and say, well, you're in the country, you need to come in. You know what? They're selfish. They want him in for whatever price so they could be entertained. You know what I mean? And it's not necessarily they agree with the team. They just want to get the person in so they can be entertained. But ultimately what it comes down to is negotiation is just like relationships. There come a point in time you got to give and take. You don't always get it your way.
We got a question from Adam in Richmond.
What up, Adam?
Who do you think is the best or most dynamic kick returner currently on the Commanders roster?
I can tell you people who I think could be. I think right now people are going straight to the running back position. So I saw Bill back there. I like the possibilities. I still think a guy who has a natural ability to be a return guy. And if that guy can do it very effectively on punts, he can do it effectively on kicks. And Jalen Lane being 5'10", 196 pounds, I was 5'10", 195 when I got in this league. He's very capable of doing that. I also think the young man, Felton, I watched him 2 years ago in Cleveland do every damn thing. He was the running back, the kick returner, the punt returner, covering kicks, covering punts. in preseason. So I think those two guys right now lead the way for me. Because if you could find one guy that could do both, you know what I'm saying? That helps out a lot. You know, it helps a lot about when you come down to your roster and all that type of stuff.
Got one from Travis via Twitter. He said, my Ask B. Mitch Anything question is, why should I take what I hear about training camp or joint practice serious when there's no tackling or game planning involved?
Why wouldn't you? Nobody is tackling or whatever. So when you look at it, I say take training camp and take it as serious, because if it's no game planning, then guess what? I am not giving you the advantage that I found in a way over somebody where I found a weakness. It's just one-on-one. So if you're already beating somebody's ass and then I give you a game plan, you're going to be beating me worse, right?
Yeah.
So you have to take something from it. No, don't take everything from it, but you got to take something from it. So I would agree with you. No, you don't just say, well, he's practicing well. I don't have to look at nothing else. No. He practiced well. Let's see how he performs now. Because when he performs, he got to remember everything himself. He don't have a coach standing right next to him telling him what to do.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You can ask B. Mitch anything you want. Let's go to Brian in Hagerstown. What's up, Brian?
What up, B?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, kind of a two-part question here, if I may. B. Mitch, when was the last time you legitimately, like, fielded a punt, like out there in athletic gear, fielded a punt from either a machine or somebody actually kicking it? That's kind of the
you say in athletic gear? You mean like in a football uniform?
No.
Or just in like shorts and a shirt?
Like, yeah.
Shorts and a shirt, it's been about a year. But I was a kid that played quarterback at Navy. I caught a lot of them that year.
The really good.
Keenan Riddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he came out, yeah, I did a lot of it because I was working with them a good bit. But I did do it about a year ago out of a jugs machine.
Okay. I was just kind of curious. And then the second part would be like if someone hadn't done it for a year, how long would it take to kind of get back in that routine to where you would
I'll be honest with you, dude. As many as I caught, when I caught one the last time, I was thinking my ass off. It was way harder than what I thought it was. Because, listen, no matter what you do, just like we were talking earlier about when you end the season, you're at a certain level, and you come back the next year. The next year when I came back, I didn't just feel them as freely as I did the year before because I hadn't done it in 3-4 months. So it does affect you some because you lose the spin, you know. Like if you catch from a right foot punter, you begin to have that's something that sticks with you over time. But then you come with a left footed punter that don't turn it over. That ball falls from you a totally different way, and the spin will mess you up some. What about if it's a windy day?
Right.
You know. So
or a sunny ass day.
It changes some. Yeah. And listen, that is catching punts is different. Like I would tell you, if you catch 10 kickoffs from. 5 from a right-footed kicker, 5 from a left-footed kicker. Every one of them does the same thing. You catch 10 punts from the same guy, all 10 of them do something different.
Thanks for the call, brother.
Well,
let's go to
That was a good question there.
Let's go to Maria in Silver Spring. What's up, Maria?
Maria, how you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Doing well.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm just curious, we've all lived through the Snyder era. I'm just curious, who is more to blame here for not signing Terry, Adam Peters or Josh Harris? I know last year, we were all high on Adam Peters and Josh Harris, but I'm wondering if the honeymoon's over.
I don't think it's just those two people that you can say. Because I think Adam was hired to do a job, Josh aligned to do the job. But you got to look at the two people that are on both sides of this negotiation. So it's not Adam or Josh. It's going to be on this side of the staff because Adam not necessarily does the negotiation. Somebody else does that.
Brandon Sosna.
So Sosna is doing that. And then you got Terry's agent with his stuff. So those people are the ones that you got to be looking at. And I look at it, I don't have – if I want to blame anybody, I just think that people have different – values for people.
Yeah.
And that's why you negotiate to try to come up with a solution.
I think
negotiating is not I say what I'm worth and you give me that.
Ave Maria, I don't think there's bad blood or honeymoon ending as long as this thing gets done before week one. I think folks will turn the page quickly the first slant Terry catches against the Giants. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As soon as he signs,
right.
The game is over.
Thank you for listening, though. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
If he signs, people going to forget about that already.
Let's keep the phone lines going. Our guy Drew Cohen calling from the Eastern Shore. What's up, Drew?
Drew, what's happening?
Hey, JB. Hey, B. Mitch. First of all, B, happy early birthday. Hope you get a chance to celebrate some this weekend before the game and stuff on Monday. So,
I'm sure B will celebrate some.
Thank you.
My question is, you know, when I was listening to this stuff about the Terry contract deal, which I hope gets resolved soon, or the canceling the practice, I get a sense that these are kind of first world problems, the problems good teams have. And, you know, B, you played on good teams before. Do you see that? Do you see this as kind of different kinds of problems this year? And if so, you know, how should we be thinking about that?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's football issues that we're dealing with instead of dealing with all the kind of BS that was going on off the field. Getting a contract signed is football situations. People canceling a practice here or there, I mean, that happens sometimes. I don't see nothing that where that's drastic. But we have dealt with 20 years of not talking about football. Now we're concerned about football. We're concerned about getting our team better. And I think it's a good problem to have. You know, and then the better we get, the more those we're going to have. You're going to have people wanting the guys you have. You're going to have guys wanting more money. All those things happen. You know, more money, more problems. More money, more problems.
Thank you, Drew. Appreciate you, bud. Let's keep it going here. Thomas down in Caroline County. What's up, Thomas?
What up, Thomas?
Ask B something.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I just wanted to check in on how Gabe Taylor was holding up at camp and what his status was.
Gabe, not at camp.
Gabe, a lot of people have asked me this. Gabe was invited to rookie minicamp. Rookie minicamp has, 40, 50 guys invited. This year they had 5 draft picks and then say it was another 7 UDFAs. Mm-hmm. The rest of the dudes are just there for rookie minicamp. The odds of them making the team are incredibly slim. Gabe was here for rookie minicamp.
Yeah.
And I know it means a lot to fans. But I think that'll probably be the extent of his NFL work. Let's keep it going. Aaron is in Suitland. What's up, Aaron?
Thank you so much. What's up, B? Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you find that there's a large disparity in Terry's career stats and what the team value him at?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know if it's about the stats. I think it's more about the sentimental value. I think he's produced at a high level, but I think that what he's been the status quo, the stable person throughout the time, And when the team and the people present to you what they believe a commander is, he fits every piece of that. And I think that right there has not come together. But a lot of times, just because you have been that guy who's been the glue, don't mean you just get whatever you ask for. You know, you still got to come to a point where you're going to negotiate about it and figure that out. I think they respect him highly. I just think that, although I disagree, they look at him, his age, and say, well, I can't do that. And that doesn't just happen on this team. That happens on multiple teams.
I would do anything for love, but I just can't do that. Drew is in Forestville. Drew, ask the birthday boy something.
Hey. Not that much. Happy birthday, D-Mitch. How you doing, man?
Appreciate you. I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, JP.
Hey, buddy.
It's Drew from Forestville. I called in the other day. The question I got, D-Mitch, you are a Hall of Famer, okay? If you was in Terry's shoes with this contract negotiation thing going on, what would you do, B. Mitch?
Right now, I'm trying to find out exactly where we are, where they are, and I'm gonna find out what we could get to, and then I'm gonna get I'm gonna get all kind of information, not just from my agent, from other people out there, and I'm going to try to figure it out, because it's getting to the point now where this thing may cost me some money, and I'm going to make the final say. Not my agent, not anybody else. I'm going to make the final say based off, because, like, let's just, I'm going to throw hypotheticals out here. Let's say I say 32, and they say 28, and I might, and then the agent's like, no, we can't take less than 32. That sounds good until I'm going to have to start paying some money back. Then all of a sudden, I'm going to try to figure out a way to get that thing at 30. And these are hypothetical numbers. I'm going to try to get it at 30. What if they come at 31.8? Okay, I'll take 31.8. I'm going to figure out a way to get myself in the camp, because I am not only taking care of my family. I'm your employer. I got to pay you too, right?
Yep.
And I'm going to try to get the most I can. I don't know if it's smart to start giving money back when I can make more than I was making.
All right, let's try to get these callers in quickly here. Mark is in McLean. Mark, what's up, man?
How are you guys doing? Hey, B. Mitch, I'm an old guy. I worked at Georgetown University back in the late 70s, early 80s, when the Hoyas were major basketball power. And I hear you and also Doc Walker speak very respectfully of Coach Thompson. And I was just kind of wondering how you guys hooked up, how you crossed paths, and if you had any life lessons or any wisdom you got from Coach Thompson you want to share.
Well, man, I did a radio show with Coach, and I had met him before that when he and Doc were doing shows together, him, Doc, and Al Kokin, and became very, very close to him and highly, highly respect him. JP will tell you, when Coach came around, I basically turned into a little kid. But when we started talking about these finances, I wish Coach Thompson was living today. I would give Terry his phone number and say, call this man and talk to him. I don't know a man or a woman in the world that taught me more about finance. Even the people I learned finance from at my university knew more about finance than him. And I will say one thing. When that dude was highly respected in all aspects of life, when he stepped up and he spoke, that he was like E.F. Hutton. When Coach Thompson spoke, everybody listened. And that was something that I was in Vegas with him at Michael Jordan's fantasy camp, and Mike, you know, Mike run everything till Coach Thompson spoke. Mike bowed down to Coach, and that says a lot. You know, MJ don't bow down to nobody.
Yeah, man. I think people would be really surprised if they understood how frequently you reference Big John.
Big John, I mean, Andy,
yeah.
Joe.
Right.
My peeps.
All right, two more. Let's go fast if we can, fellas. Mike is in Springfield. Mike, what up?
Hey, what's up, B-Mix? Hey, I was talking to my friend. Did you ever attend or go to the Art Monk football camp back in the 90s?
Yeah, I used to coach in it, then I took over it when I stopped doing it.
Yep. All right, I just wanted to settle something. He thought you weren't there. All right, boss.
Oh, yeah, I was there. You won that money.
Last one, Rusty in Delaware. Rusty, be fast if you can, please, brother.
Will do. Hey, B, we're working on kickoff and kickoff return with our Pop Warner team. We've got a couple kids that can catch the kicks because they've got a baseball background, but these are also kids that are on the field like 90% of the time. What type of drills can we implement to get some of these younger kids getting more comfortable with catching a kickoff?
catching the kickoff?
Over and over, repping it.
Yeah, catch it over and over because repetitive. Keep doing it. It's gonna make them better.
There you go. Thank you, Rusty. When we come back, you'll hear from Javon Kinlaw, who's having a really good camp.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.